KORN News Radio Sports. I'm Sports Director Travis Krinn. It's a fairly quiet NFL trade deadline yesterday. There were a couple of blockbuster trades, though, involving the New York Jets. The Jets trade their all-pro cornerback Sauce Gardner to the Indianapolis Colts for two future first-round picks. That was the big move of the day. Sauce Gardner was considered one of the best defensive backs in football. He's a two-time all-pro. Signed a four-year, $120 million contract extension over the summer with the Jets. He now goes from last place to first place, joins the AFC South leading Colts after spending the first 3.5 years of his career in New York. Also, the Jets sent star defensive tackle Quinnen Williams to the Dallas Cowboys for a 2027 first-round pick and a second-rounder next year. Boston third baseman Alex Bregman, along with Red Sox right-hander Lucas Giolito, were among the players who turned down player options or exercised opt-outs to become baseball free agents yesterday. Also, Mets first baseman Pete Alonso and New York closer Edwin Diaz, and the Yankees first baseman and outfielder Cody Bellinger, now free agents. Also, San Diego closer Robert Suarez also turned down his option. There's a five-day free agent window this week, which players can opt out. A total of 153 players have become free agents so far. Several dozen more potentially could go through today, depending on whether the team, player, or mutual options are exercised. Kansas City catcher Salvador Perez has opted to bypass becoming a free agent, instead agreeing to a two-year contract to remain with the Royals. Contract is worth $25 million. The 35-year-old Perez has spent his entire 15-year career with Kansas City. He played 155 games last year, hitting 30 home runs. That's his ninth consecutive full season with at least 20 home runs as a catcher. He's a five-time Gold Glove winner, nine-time All-Star, potential Hall of Famer, and Perez is the only player remaining from Kansas City's World Series team from 2015. Big comeback in the NBA last night as the Chicago Bulls down 24 points to Philadelphia. They defeat the Sixers 113-111. Bulls point guard Josh Giddey had another triple-double with 29 points, 15 rebounds, and 12 assists. Giddey becomes the first Bull player since Michael Jordan to have back-to-back triple-doubles. That was in 1989. Chicago center Nikola Vukovic made a game-winning three-pointer with 3 seconds remaining. Oklahoma City remains undefeated at 8-0 as they defeat the Clippers last night, 126-107. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 30 points and 12 assists for OKC. Steph Curry with 5 three-pointers, 28 points as Golden State defeats Phoenix, 118-108. For Phoenix, Devin Booker had a season-high 38 points. And New Orleans won their first game of the season, 116-112 over Charlotte. It was New Orleans' Jose Alvarado made the go-ahead three-pointer with 16 seconds left. Their victory now leaves the Brooklyn Nets as the only winless team in the NBA. High school football playoff coverage this Friday night on Q107.3. Parkston will be at Elkton Lake Benton in 1, Class 9AA semifinal. That's at 7 p.m. And then Class 9B, the 2-seed Avon hosting number 3 Coleman Egan, 7 o'clock Friday night on Corn Country 92-1. Just two other area teams with a chance to make the championship. Class 9AA, number 1 Freeman Marion Freeman Academy, hosting the 5-seed Hamlin. And in Class 9A, the 7-seed Howard, they're the highest seed remaining in the entire state. They go on the road to take on the 3-seed Alcester Hudson.